Good morning. It is the 20th of November 2018, and today we have two major arcana. They're the A-list of the tarot, the big players, Justice and the Hermit. Retreat, no longer an option, but a necessity. Someone's life direction needs serious examination and consideration. The Solomon Sober Justice card says, you know what you should do. Do the right thing. The Hermit, well, is a hermit. Hermits know stuff. That's all they do is meditate and study and contemplate and see that one flickering light in the snow way up on the mountain there? That's the hermit's lamp. He'll know what you should do, but he also knows that deep down, you yourself probably already know. There are some things we have to decide for ourselves, all by ourselves. You need to do what's right for you, says the hermit, if you were to ask. But how can we know what's right for us when people are all up in our day and night, whether physically in our faces or electronically? It's a cluster of contradictory images, mixed messages, and relentless, aggressive, subliminal advertising. There's nothing more depressing than a commercial for antidepressants. It is crucial to regain your balance and equilibrium. Justice is ruled by Libra, the sign of the scales, and in her left hand she does hold a pair of scales that are slightly uneven. How do I level out? Retreat, advises the hermit, ruled by the ever-cautious earth sign Virgo. He is wise, and he doesn't come down from the mountain often. He holds his lamp aloft for all to see, sharing his wisdom and knowledge willingly with those who seek it. This is one sober pair, and strongly suggests steering clear of any situations that could throw you off balance and into an unhealthy mental or emotional state this joyful holiday season. Both of these cards represent teachers or healers, often both one and the same person. Knowledge and truth are ultimately healing on any level. Know thyself is a major message of the tarot, and only by going deep within and being brave enough to look ourselves in the faces and do the right thing, by and for ourselves, can we even know WTF we truly are. The hermit wants to study and contemplate the big questions. How can you know me if I don't even know me? Airy Libra, who rules justice, is a people pleaser, and that can get us into trouble, deep trouble. Do you really think a lifetime of being who you think people expect you to be and acting like you think you should because that's what your friends, family, or God forbid social media expect of you won't lead to a total nervous breakdown? I hope this hermit's face is glowing in the dark from within or from a nice fire or warm candlelight and not from his computer screen Googling himself in the middle of the night. Go within for your answer, says the hermit, and looks as if he's about to place his lamp on the uneven scales of the previous card, which should bring them into balance. Or, you're the one holding the uneven scales, and this counselor, healer, doctor, or revered elder will help you sort out your life. You can trust this person, since they don't care if anybody likes them anyway. You can't lie to yourself. The unflinching, serious face of justice, as she stares us down, may as well be a mirror. The hermit may be hibernating, but he's not sleeping, rather making very good use of the hours when everyone else is. A local cop told me that Thanksgiving is the number one day of the year for domestic violence, at least up here in the high desert. If the thought of a family or social gathering makes you want to tap the sponsor or therapist you have on speed dial, then do not go. I dare say they may be the reason you self-medicate in the first place. Doesn't mean you don't love them. It may just be that this year you need to love yourself at least as much, if not more. Bye-bye.